In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when your childhood game of hide and seek turns into a terrifying encounter you can't remember, but your parents will never forget?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and thank you for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you like to write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd rather be a premium subscriber, you get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. Or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Todd, how are you today?
Hey, we're doing it again, having some fun with the old ghost stories.
How's everything in Wisconsin today?
Everything is fine in Wisconsin. It's warmer than normal for this time of year as we record this. And with Thanksgiving falling later this season than normal, I think it's going to be a very quick few weeks to Christmas time. So I'm a little bit worried about being ready for that.
You know, this is so not like me, but yesterday was a nice day and today it's been raining like really torrentially at times. Right now it's not. But I was like, you know what? I don't know what next weekend's going to be like and it's nice today. I think I'm going to put out some outside decorations for Christmas. I've never done that before Thanksgiving. And then I got so carried away, I did some inside. I don't know. I don't know who this person is.
Maybe it's just as we get older and we're planning ahead a little bit. I've decided this year I don't want to do anything for Christmas. Is that bad?
No, I didn't for a long time. I used, because it was like, it's one more thing to do. I got to put it up, then I got to take it down.
Man, I'm just not, I don't know what it is. My parents passed away over the last 5 or 6 years. And since they're gone, I just don't feel like celebrating it. There's no real reason for me to put up the tree and all that kind of stuff. So I just sit in my solitude.
Well, I have a really small tree and it's got like little cool lights on it, these little LED lights. So it's a cool looking little tree. But my mother, she moved into assisted living. She gave me her tree, and it's a pretty great tree. But I was going to put it up, and the reason I didn't do the big one is I'm like, I think my cat's going to climb it. Is it worth it? I haven't decided yet. That's a lot of work just to find out your cat's going to climb it.
I think that you need to keep us up to date on that. Next time I talk to you, I want to know if the tree went up, and then I want to know if the cat climbed the tree.
Because that's the kind of shit that in the middle of the night you hear it and then you think a demon is in the other room.
Right, right.
And if it's not a demon, it's a serial killer. And now what? That reminds me, I had the weirdest thing happen the other night. I'm sound asleep and I really do think it was in my dream. But in my dream, I heard glass breaking.
Ooh.
Which woke me up. Thinking that glass was breaking in my house.
Right.
And I'm like, was that in my dream or was that real life? It was weird because I couldn't tell. And normally, and
any glass broken? No glass broken?
Well, then I laid there because once again, is it a demon or is it a serial killer? I don't really want to encounter either one. So I was laying there trying to figure out how to approach whatever it is that might have just broken into my house. And then it hit me that my dog was sound asleep. And I'm like, my dog would hurt it.
Right.
So I stayed in bed. I didn't get up and nothing was broken. Everything was fine the next day.
I'm picturing you laying in bed going, okay, if it's a ghost and they come to get me, I'm just going to lie here and take it. if it's a serial killer, I'm just going to lay here and that'll be it for me, right?
That was kind of it. But if my dog was awake, I would have gotten up to investigate.
When your dog wakes up and is looking in the corner of your bedroom for no reason...
That's when
they get scared, right?
Yeah. But it was a weird feeling lying there going, do I get up? Do I not get up? Do I want to see what it might be? Was it anything? I had this weird debate. And I really do. Obviously, there was nothing broken. I think it was something in my dream.
Yeah.
That just sounded really loud. And I don't know. It was weird because it was like the sound woke me up.
Do you believe that your dreams could be like another form of real existence?
Maybe.
I tend to think sometimes our dreams are more than just dreams. You know
I have
what
definitely
saying?
Had dreams that were more than just dreams.
Yeah, right. Some sort of communication from the
visitation
other side,
dreams. Something. Yep, I've had those.
Yep, yep.
But I've never had like, you know, a serial killer from my dreams break into my house. I don't know. It was just the weirdest feeling. And when you live by yourself, you have to get up and investigate.
Or you just lay there and let whatever happens happen.
That's what I did. Know? And I actually fell back to sleep.
Well, luckily, hopefully he doesn't have some sort of hearing problems, which would lend itself to him staying asleep.
He is a really, really hard sleeper. But the guy can hear thunder in another county. So he would have woken up, I think.
Yeah.
And there was no broken glass, but it was just a really weird feeling. Okay, well, let's go to our first ghost story. Here you go.
Hi. So, my name's Amanda, and I wanted to call in and tell a story. I have a lot of them. I lived in a very haunted house, a house that was just sort of universally accepted by everyone in our lives to be very haunted. Even the skeptics, somebody would stay the night. And leave the next day saying, yes, that's what it is. So I have a lot of stories, but I have one in particular that's super creepy because it happened to me and I don't remember it, but my parents remembered it and would tell it later. And according to them, it was when all of the supernatural stuff started happening in the house. Like I said, we lived there for 8 years. And no, it was actually 9 years, but it didn't start until a year in. I was 7 years old, and it was the end of summer, right before second grade. And according to my parents, I was playing hide and seek with one or two of the other kids from the neighborhood. And I was hiding in this closet that I had in my room. My room was really weird. It was you would go upstairs and it was just one room. The stairs just opened into a room and there was no door or anything. And it was a U-shaped room. And that was my bedroom. And on one of the walls, there was a built-in big closet and then a chest of drawers, you know, and then above the drawers, there was this mini closet, almost like for baby clothes or something. And I was hiding in that, playing hide and seek. And I could, you know, I could barely fit in there. I had to scrunch up, but I fit in it. And I don't remember, I remember hiding in there on other occasions. I don't remember this, but according to my parents, everything's all quiet. The kids are playing hide and seek. And suddenly I start screaming hysterically. And I was not the kind of kid that would scream randomly. You know, I was a very quiet child. But my parents come running up the stairs just in time to see me come tumbling out of that little cabinet-sized closet in hysterics. And they said that they sent the other kids home thinking maybe they had done something to me, upset me or scared me. But all they could ever get out of me was that something else was in the closet with me. They said that I was so hysterical that they just put me to bed. And the next morning, I acted like it never happened. And they didn't want to talk about it. They didn't want to bring up whatever it was that had freaked me out. So I didn't hear the story until years later. However, even though I don't remember that incident, I remember the aftermath of it because, like I said, it was one of the very last days of summer right before I started school. Well, second grade, it was like a flip, like a switch had been flipped. And I suddenly became absolutely terrified to go to sleep at night. I went from being totally fine in my room, in that upstairs room, feeling so comfortable and actually really loving that room, to being terrified to go to sleep at night. I would turn off the light because we only had, there was only one light in the room. It looked like something that had been converted from maybe a gas lamp. And it was all the way across the room from my bed. So I would turn it off and I would run to my bed as fast as I could, dive under the covers and hide, curl up with my eyes squeezed shut and the covers over my head, just cold and stiff with terror. I remember being absolutely certain that if I looked out from under the covers, I would see something standing at the foot of my bed. I don't know what, you know, I was very young, but I just remember that certainty that there was something there. And it eventually dissipated. It took months of me being terrified every night to eventually kind of get over it and be okay to go to bed at night and not be terrified and have to run to the bed whenever I turned off the light. But it was just really weird. And I never connected the two until years later when I was like, you know, much older and was able to handle the story that my parents recounted, the story of me, you know, going into hysterics in that closet and saying that something had been in there with me. So yeah, there was about 8 years of activity. And I think I'll save other stories for a different call because I could really talk for hours about it. But yeah, so thanks for the awesome show. It's a lot of fun to listen to at work. And if you like the story, I'll call back with more. Thanks. Bye.
Yes, definitely call back with more. Do you have a weird thing, Todd, about closets? Because my sister Kathy and I both do. I swear there's things in closets.
You know, I've seen a lot of ghost investigations, not only on TV, like the stuff that's created for entertainment, but also just seen some actual really good investigators go out. And believe it or not, closets are almost like a portal where I've seen so many stories about how energies can kind of come and go from there. It's a part of our house that we don't use a lot of. I mean, obviously we throw our coats in there and our clothes, but we're not in and out of there constantly. So it's almost this little quiet space that can be used to hide, to come and go from other places. Attics are in the same situation where people will say, well, we heard this in the attic and stuff like that. So I've always kind of thought of closets as just this area that could be a place where energies hide or energies come and go. I've got theories on that.
Yeah, I can't leave my closet door open at night.
No, me either. Like, and I've got a door that does not close all the way. So I do my very best to close it as far as it will close.
Yeah, mine's open a little bit because I have some clothes on the back of it because I have too many clothes. That is my problem. But like for her to, you know, she was so little, but to be like screaming and screaming and seeing something in the closet, I mean, maybe it could have been somebody in there hiding, but What did she see?
And it's odd, too, that her parents experienced something as well.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing. In a lot of these stories, people will say, I had this experience, but I didn't say anything because I was afraid of people thinking I'm weird. But then when they finally open up and talk about it, then somebody will say, oh, my gosh, I had a very similar experience, or I saw that happen, but I was afraid to say anything because I didn't want to seem weird. People need to talk more about this stuff and just be open and honest about it, because I think individuals aren't the only ones that experience these things. Sometimes groups do, and people are just afraid to say, did we just experience what I think we just experienced?
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting because at the very beginning of that call, it was like everybody who went to the house said it was haunted. Like,
I know.
Then it probably is when everybody's picking up on stuff.
Exactly.
Well, here, let's go to another call.
Hi, guys. This is Carrie. There was a girl where we went to church, and she was not full mental capacity is the best way I could describe her. But she had a very odd look to her. And the thing is, I don't know if she only had an odd look to me or if other people see this. There are times when I see people and they don't look right to me. This is going to sound like I'm mental. They almost look like corpses in the way that their skin looks very translucent, almost grayish. Sometimes their gums look grayish black to me, and their eyes look very vacant. And I've only seen this on probably a handful of people, and I almost describe it as being soulless. That's probably not an accurate term, and it's demon possession. I don't know, but I am able to see it, and it's extremely scary. But back to what I was saying, there was a girl that I went to church with who had this look to her. And she was extremely obsessed with my mom. And my mom was a good Christian lady. You know, she taught Sunday school. She was a wonderful person. And this girl would come up to her and would grab onto her and, like, get this eerie-looking grin on her face and just, like, squeeze onto her to the point of leaving bruises. One day she did this, and I just came up and grabbed her hand and pulled her hand back. And when I touched her, it was like touching marble. And as I found out later, it felt like touching a corpse. It was a very odd experience to me. But anyway, this girl became obsessed with my mom, and she would try to give my mom things to take home with her, gifts. And I would never let my mom take them. We would always end up throwing them out of the car on our way home from church because I didn't want to bring anything from her into our home. You know, this continued on for quite a while until finally her and her stepfather, who attended the church, left. And we hadn't seen them in a very long time. Probably maybe a year later, we had went to a different church to visit for a revival. And they showed up, and this girl still had these problems. And if you heard that in the background, that was not an EVP. That was my chihuahua coughing. But anyway, so we went to a revival at this church, and her stepfather showed up again. Again, she clung on to my mom really bad. One of the preachers that were there that day came over for some reason and just laid his hands on this girl and started rebuking her. And again, if you're familiar with the Pentecostal religion, that's what we do. And so he started rebuking her, and my mom had her hands on her and was praying for this girl, and all of a sudden this girl starts convulsing. And by the look of panic on my mom's face, my mom was a registered nurse, I think she thought she was having a seizure. And all of a sudden she throws her body forward and opens her mouth ridiculously wide, and this pink ball of, well, I thought it was gum at first when I saw it, but it was bigger than any wad of gum a normal person would have in their mouth, came flying out of her mouth, hit the church floor, and then just disappeared. Well, my mom gets up, grabs a tissue. She's going to pick up this wad of gum off the floor because I was not the only person that saw this. And it was absolutely gone. There was no way
that it was like bubblegum pink, but it was probably the size of like a baseball. So there's no way that that was a wad of gum that she had in her mouth. But we were all so stunned by what just happened. We weren't thinking at the time. And this girl just slumps forward, like goes to sleep. And then all of a sudden she wakes up and she's looking around completely confused. She has no idea what happened. And it was like a totally different person. Her skin didn't look the same to me. She didn't have that corpse look to me. She was obviously very confused, and it didn't change her mental capacity. She was still, you know, slightly not fully functioning. But she was different. You could tell something changed inside of her. I've not seen her since that time, so I don't know what's happened with her since. But I do believe that we saw a demon leave her body that day. I fully believe that with all of my heart. Well, anyway, this was just one of my stories. I do have one that's pretty intense. I don't think most people will believe it, and I'm still rather timid on even actually telling the story. So I wanted to kind of warm the waters with this one. Have a great day.
Okay, that's so interesting to me because when she first starts describing it, I'm thinking they are in a Pentecostal church. And I've never been to one, but we've all seen the videos of those people who are kind of like possessed. But then what the hell was the pink baseball size thing that came out of her mouth?
Big wad of bazooka gum is what I was thinking.
Like, because it definitely sounds like it. Okay, she just had a big wad of gum in her mouth, but then nobody can find it, which is weird. But if you were possessed by a demon, would it pop out of your mouth? Hot pink bubble gum looking thing, you know? I don't know what that is.
The first thing I thought of was the caller has sensitive, right? Some abilities. Because if she's seeing this person that has kind of that silvery look to it, it's almost like seeing maybe an aura of that person. So the first thing I thought of is this person probably is a little sensitive and can pick up on stuff. I learned over this past weekend by doing another podcast about, possessions in general, and that there is a state of possession that is not full possession, but more of an obsession. Like when it goes all the way into a possession, you're completely obsessed with it. It's obsessed with you, etc. But there's kind of this transforming part where the possession is taking place, but it's not full. It almost sounds like this individual may have been in that stage where it wasn't a full possession at this point, but it had started and it was trying to take over.
Do you think it was the pink bubblegum thing that came out?
Well, I mean,
or was that just a side note? Was that like a distraction that had nothing to do with anything?
Yeah, I don't know, but they do. And I've been to lectures and stuff like that with people who have done exorcisms and stuff like that. And a lot of times they say that possessed people, like something does come out of them. Usually it's not pink. But something does come out of their mouth. So that's interesting. Where did that go?
Yeah.
No idea.
Because if it wasn't for that, I would be saying, I've seen those videos of people in Pentecostal churches and they do kind of look like they're possessed, at least to me, because that's not who I am by any means. But they kind of get wrapped up in the spirit. But the pink thing popping out of her mouth, I'm not sure what the hell that was.
Yeah, just really like bubble gum for some reason. I'm not sure exactly what that was.
It's like the Mary Kay of demons or something. Demons? I'm not sure.
For some reason on the side, she's selling cosmetic products out of her trunk of her car or something
Bazooka
like that.
Bazooka Joe demon. I'm not sure what it was, but anyways. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com, and you can also be a premium subscriber. You get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest, because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest, because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull that's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.